one for you, 19 for me. 'Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man. Should 5% appear too small? Be thankful I don't take it all. The tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man.
Oh yeah, a little bit of taxes. There's a Marx Brothers routine where they're talking about taxes, and Groucho says to Chico, who was always having a problem with the language, of course, he says, what about your taxes? Taxes. And Chico goes, taxes? What are taxes? He says, you know, taxes, money, dollars, dollars. Oh, Dallas, Texas. Yes, I know where that is. It's a very bad joke. Anyway, good morning and welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. Did you do your taxes yesterday? Ed, did you do?
Well, actually, I played that for people celebrating they have an extra month.
Do we have an extra month to do it?
Oh, yeah, this just in.
Yes, I did not.
We do have an extra month.
No, yeah. I did not know we had an extra month.
Yeah,
honestly,
they moved it back to May 15th.
Well, then why did I do the doggone taxes about 3 weeks ago? Why didn't you stop me?
Maybe you should listen to the show once in a while.
Well, I don't want to listen to the show. I'm too busy. Anyway, it is one day after what was used to be the tax day. But anyway, hey, listen, it's not going to pay for all of the debt that we have anyway. I don't know what everybody is thinking. I'm beginning to wonder. The taxes are, it's like pocket change to the national debt. Good morning and welcome to Freedom Works. I am Paul Molloy along with Big Ed Davis, my buddy. Thank you for joining us. It is one day after the what used to be tax day. It's Friday, April the 16th. In a few minutes, we will be talking with Dr. Joel Zinberg of the Competitive Enterprise Institute. We're going to talk to him about this decision to suspend the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Now, is that a good or a bad idea? We will talk with him about it. And Joe Biden is waffling on whether or not the Supreme Court should add four more justices. In the meantime, Project Veritas, do you know that guy James O'Keefe? He founded Project Veritas. It's a conservative organization. They infiltrate liberal things, and then they gain the confidence so that these people will tell you in actuality what's going on, and they will tape them, right? They have suspended his Twitter account, much like they did to Donald Trump. So we're going to discuss that and other things with the proprietor of the barber pole, Andrew Ceresi, a little bit later in the show. And have you heard about the, now the Pentagon is confirming the sighting of these UFOs, confirming that there is something up there that they can't confirm. I don't know how you even say that. So we are going to take a look at, I'm going to ask Ed later, so Ed can think about this, whether he believes these are from another country or another planet. But we're not going to dwell on that right now, because I want to tell you that we also have a great top 10. They went around asking everybody, what is your favorite state? Now think about that one. We're going to give you the top 10 states that people like the best, whether they live there or not. I think that's interesting too. By the way, Freedom Works, we are sponsored in part by Andrew's Master Barbershop. In Tampa Bay, I have never found a better barbershop with better barbers than Andrew's Master Barbershop. It's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin, that is just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive, open Tuesday through Saturday. Give them a call, 727-733-3773. By the way, don't forget Good Morning Clearwater, Monday through Friday. It precedes our great show. They're on from 8 to 10 a.m. And I understand they're going to be on a bowling alley somewhere Monday. I don't know. Maybe they like bowling. I wonder if they'll be right on the alley itself. That would be interesting.
Actually, we're setting up in the bar.
Ah, that's no fun. Ed, you have something to say about this. put them on a bowling alley. In fact, allow a game to continue, because that would, now that would be an interesting show.
I would rather be in the bar.
Well, you're right. Is, they have a nice bar? It's Countryside Lanes, isn't
very
it?
Very nice bar, actually, yeah.
Yeah, I know where it is. It's very close to where I live. It's on Highway US 19. Can people join them, or is this one of these?
No, actually, it will be open because there's a big tournament going with some of the big shots in the Pro Bowling League.
Really?
And, they're all going to be like the semifinals going on, and it starts at like 8 o'clock in the morning.
That sounds like really a lot of fun. I'm glad. Okay. Well, now, I don't know what is going on. I was telling Ed before we started the show that there seems to be, I don't know if it's a chain reaction with these mass shootings. It's horrible. Now there's one in Indianapolis. I understand at least 8 people are dead. The gunman took his own life. It was at a FedEx facility. It was near the airport. They come in bunches, Ed. I mean, we had the one in Denver. We had the one in Atlanta. And you mentioned, and I think there's some truth to it, are some of these people just, like they feel like they can do it because somebody else did it? It's like a copycat kind of a thing? Or it's just a coincidence that these, we don't know, of this course.
Well, we don't know a whole lot. But we do know that the shooter did take his own life. So this one was a little different. That when they seem to be making a statement when they take their own life.
I'm about to take my own life in this chair.
You put another quarter in that chair, it'll give you another ride.
You got to be here. You people that have the, do we have the little video thing on?
I got
this chair.
I've got the remote for the chair, by the way.
I have this chair that one of these days I am going to fall back on my head and break my neck in the middle of the show, and Ed will be taking over. And I think that's what he's trying to do anyway, because this chair's back. I don't know. That's a dangerous thing, Ed. Why don't we invest in some better chairs in the studio?
The wall will stop your fall.
Oh, okay, good. It'll knock me out, but I won't fall on
the
floor.
We'll continue. We got the doctor on the line. We'll continue until you wake up.
I think during the break we're going to play musical chairs in the studio. So, and it was at a FedEx, you know, a FedEx and the post office, there must be a lot of tension. I mean it. Wherever you're doing a sorting of packages, because there's a deadline, it's a tense situation. Remember, I mean, we got the term going post office, right?
The thing is, we don't know a lot about it. It was at 11 o'clock at night. Why weren't the door locks? The doors locked. Was it a former employee? Was it an employee? The current employee that brought a gun in, I understand it was a rifle, which means that'll get the Democrats all jacked up because it was a rifle. But we just don't know enough about it yet.
Officers responded to shots fired around 11 p.m., found the guy at the scene. What else? That's about it. It sounds like it was a former employee. Am I right about that, or do we know that?
I don't. That's one of the reasons, you know, when he took his own life, you don't get a motive out of
it. It sounds like it might have been, as we call it, a disgruntled employee or ex-employee having an issue with somebody.
The door should be locked.
Was he inside the facility? Well, we don't know that, do we?
Well, he could have shot his way in. Who knows?
True. And I suspect that no matter what time of the night or day, like a FedEx facility, it might be going quite a long time, you know, because they've always got those planes and the whole bit.
And when people say, well, he was a former employee, he was disgruntled, you know, there's a lot of people that are disgruntled, don't pick up a gun and go back to work and shoot people's out. There's underlying factors, and there could be mental illness. Sorry, we just had a guy on that had a gun shop and teaches gun safety that we all agreed that there should be some sort of a background check that includes mental illness.
The trick is to be able to...
The HIPAA law, I know, I understand.
Mental illness, one day you're great, the next day you're not, you know, it's... Anyway, it's a very sad situation, and of course, we will continue to monitor the event. Okay, we're going to take our break, and when we come back, Dr. Joel Zinberg and the suspension of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Sugar, oh, honey, honey, you are my candy.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
Yeah, hello, everybody. We have a great new show coming up for you on Thursdays from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. The show is called The Sounds Around Town. It will feature independent artists from our community. We will interview them and give them a chance to play their music on the radio. We will also feature some of the greats who already live in our community. So check us out every Thursday, The Sounds Around the Town, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Cantalk Radio Network, AM 1340, FM 106.1.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I took my troubles down to Madam Ruth. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a
hey, we are back on a Friday, April the 16th. We are delighted that you are listening to us, and we all are also delighted to have back Dr. Joel Zinberg from the Great Competitive Enterprise Institute. We're going to talk with him a little bit about this suspension of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. You know, this thing is like, I don't know, did they find like six people that have some sort of a blood clot issue on this? Out of the millions and millions, I would think that that's not a significant amount of people. Joel, welcome back. Do you think that the suspension of this thing by the FDA, the suspension of Johnson & Johnson's vaccine, is that a good idea?
Well, I think it's well-meaning, but I think it's over-cautious and a bit premature, and it's counterproductive. They could have waited and investigated a few more days to try to see if there's any kind of causal link between this vaccine and these blood clots before they went ahead and recommended the pause.
Indeed. And you know, the nice thing about this vaccine is that you only apparently need to take one. You don't have to come back. It doesn't seem as complicated. I mean, of all the vaccines, why did this one have the issue, you know?
Right. I mean, this vaccine has a lot of advantages. As you say, it's a single vaccine rather than two, so that makes it a lot easier for people to schedule it. They're more likely to schedule it when they don't have to take so much time out of their day, their multiple days. It's cheaper because they don't have to now have the two doses and all the medical manpower that goes with giving two doses. And it doesn't require the freezers that the Pfizer vaccine and the Moderna vaccine require
right. To
be refrigerated. So this is the perfect vaccine for hard-to-reach populations, people like the elderly and the homebound, people in rural areas and with small hospitals that don't have the specialized freezers. That's why it's such an important vaccine to add to the armamentarium.
Indeed, and you wrote a piece in the New York Post, and you said that it could cost lives, that they are being perhaps overly cautious, and maybe there's not even a connection with the blood clotting, right?
That's correct. I mean, as I said, there's no definite causal connection at the moment. There are hypotheses that this may mimic a condition that happens, an immune condition that happens when people react to heparin. And that's seen all the time in normal medical practice. It also looks a lot like what's maybe occurring with the AstraZeneca vaccine, where there have also been some of these types of blood clots reported. But none of the European Medical Agency has not recommended stopping using the AstraZeneca vaccine. So even though it's a very similar kind of vaccine to the Johnson & Johnson, and there may be this connection, there's nothing definite just yet. And the problem is now you're having people who would normally get this vaccine not get it. They may catch COVID. They may go on to die. They may go on to have blood clots just from getting COVID, because COVID seems to be associated with an increased risk of blood clots. And perhaps the most important thing, I think, is that the when you announce a pause like this, you undermine people's confidence in the vaccine. And we right. already have a big enough problem where we have a big percentage of the population that's hesitant about getting vaccines. They're concerned about safety. So now when you make a big announcement like this, that adds fuel to the fire.
I think you're right. I'm thinking that almost 40% of the population is a little bit concerned about even getting this thing. So in this particular situation, as I understand it, six women, interestingly, all of them were women, had some sort of a blood clot. They don't know that this thing had... I'm wondering if you have six in... I don't know how many... six in 6 million doses, you got six women. That sounds like it has nothing to do with the with Johnson & Johnson.
Well, it may have, but the point is it's six cases in 7 million... doses administered, and this is a condition that comes in the regular population. There's a background incidence of this that is actually higher than what they've observed so far with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So, you know, it could simply be a matter of chance. It may be related, but could be a matter of chance. And but I thought it was premature to jump and do this pause.
Yeah. Joel, you've been a senior economist, general counsel on the White House Council of Economic Advisors, a very prestigious situation. Is Anthony Fauci, the spokesman at the White House, for both Trump and for Biden, is he doing a good job? He seems to waffle a little bit, and the poor guy gets attacked from both sides. Do you think he's doing a good job?
Well, I think he's dealing with a very difficult situation. The information changes all the time. I think at certain junctures he's been a little too forward in making pronouncements before the information was really known. And then it turns out 2-3 weeks later that it's actually quite different than what he said. So I think it makes him look as if he's waffling and flip-flopping. So I think perhaps he should speak a little less often, but by and large, I think he's really trying to do the best he can with a very difficult situation.
Yeah, I think so, too. I kind of think he's in a no-win situation. I've heard people say, well, you know, once you get into a position like that and you're kind of setting the table, maybe, on what's going on, you get that taste of power, you know, and maybe you want to stay up there for a while longer. So he is making himself quite available. You know, he goes before committee meetings, and he goes on television, on the networks and stuff. I would suspect, I don't know, if it happened to me, I guess I would get a little bit comfortable with the attention. You know, it's no win. I don't know.
He's in a job where he's normally out of the public eye.
Yes.
The last time he was this much in the public eye was back in the HIV days. When he was an important researcher and spokesperson at that period of time. So he's done this before, but, you know, as we both pointed out, it's a very difficult situation where there are a lot of unknowns, and the targets are constantly moving.
Okay. Back to the virus situation. Here in Florida, as you know, our governor has pretty much tried to keep things as open as he can. I think he's getting good marks in the state. There are other states that are having issues. We're still learning more and more about this virus and how to deal with it. I still don't know whether washing my hands really makes any difference. And I don't know whether or not if I stand too close to somebody. I'm not sure myself. I mean, are we at any kind of like definitive knowledge of this stupid virus thing? If you're outside on a beach, as an example, I just read a story. It says if you're out the beach here in Florida, things are not as bad as they worried, about. Somehow the warm air and being outside helps it. But I'm beginning to wonder if anybody knows what the hell they're talking about.
Well, I think this is not Fauci particularly.
No.
This is almost more the CDC. They put out a number of directives early on talking about staying away from people both indoors and outside. And the outside never really made a lot of sense, and now it's becoming pretty clear that it's probably unnecessary. So you're outside, a lot of the mitigation factors are much less important. So, you know, that again, that's evolving, but a lot of the things like deep cleaning, you know, all it's really becoming a lot of COVID theater.
Yes, indeed. I think a lot of these companies that have, like we use them here, we clean off the microphones. I clean off the table. I clean off the mouse here on this studio table. So the business, like the, you know, the people that make the products, those handy wipe kind of things, are making money right now. And so maybe it's a good thing. You start to think, oh, okay, now maybe this is a conspiracy. There are certain companies that make a lot of money on these kinds of things, you know. But I don't know. It's just, it's a different world. Are we on the downside of this thing, in your opinion?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think if you look at how many people have been fully vaccinated, we're over a quarter of the population. We've had more than a third of the population receiving at least one dose of the vaccine. And there's data indicating that a single dose of the vaccine is 80% effective in interfering with disease transmission. And all you get from a second dose is it moves you up from 80 to 90%. So if you have more than a third have been gotten a single dose, then we're in a pretty good shape, because we also have a number of people who've had COVID and recovered, and they have immunity as well. So when you add those two groups together, you're probably getting pretty close to herd immunity.
We're talking with Dr. Joel Zinberg. He's a senior fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, and he wrote a piece in the New York Post. Agencies are being cautious with J&J vaccine, and it could cost lives. Do you think lives will be lost while this suspension is going on? Do you think instead these people might, you know, jump over to one of the other vaccines? What do you think?
Well, I think if they're one of that hard-to-reach group, you know, let's say you are in a rural area where they can't get the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine to you because the freezer requirements, or you're homebound and it's hard for you to get out of the house to a facility where they can store the vaccines in those freezers. For you, the J&J vaccine was a real godsend. So now, as this drags on, you're going to have more and more people who will forego getting vaccines and perhaps contract COVID. And some of those people, particularly if they're the elderly, may go on to die. Or they may go on to have the same kind of clots that they are suspending the J&J vaccine for. Because,
yeah,
as I said earlier, there's an increased risk of clots just from getting COVID itself.
Yeah. I'm going to throw you a curveball, Dr. Joel. Do you think there are people walking around that would not get the virus no matter what because they've got some sort of natural antibody resistance? As an example, I've heard that if you have type O blood, you actually have a better chance of not getting it. Have you ever heard that?
Well, there are a variety of genetic factors that may be at play, just as there are in a lot of diseases. Also, you know, people could have been exposed to a similar type of virus sometime in the past that gives them some added immune response to this current virus. So there are all sorts of factors at play, but, you know, I would not advise your listeners to hope that they are one of those people. Go get vaccinated.
Could you take a call from my colleague, Ed Davis? Ed, what do you have?
Dr. Joel, I'm on the other side of this coin with the CDC and Dr. Fucci, Fauci, whatever. And it's ironic that they have their usual presser on at about noontime when the rest of the soap operas are on TV, so their theater kind of fits right in with everything. You know, with the J&J shot, right about a week before the six women that supposedly had some reaction, we were informed here in Florida that the usual amount of J&J shots that we'd be receiving would be about 260,000, that because of some mess up in distribution, they couldn't pinpoint it down, we were only going to get 37,000 shots. And I just kind of wonder if this conveniently popped up to kind of slow things down a bit and maybe cover up maybe the fact that, you know, maybe there was a mess up in distribution. I know the administration doesn't want to look like they're not carrying through for the American public, but it seemed kind of ironic just before that happened. It was convenient for these six to come out and then for them to recommend. Now, they didn't say shut it down, if I'm not correct. They just recommended that we put it on hold.
No, what happened was there was a very well-publicized manufacturing screw-up at one of the facilities producing the vaccine. It was a company that was producing it for J&J. And there was a problem in the production, and about 15 million doses were ruined.
Wow.
So that's why there was a decreased supply. Wow. But, you know, what I talked about before, undermining public confidence, you had that come out a week or two ago. Now you have an announcement, that this may be dangerous with dangerous side effects. It seemed to me that, you know, the public is going to start to lose confidence in the J&J vaccine pretty quickly.
That's a scary scenario.
Yeah, I know four or five people personally now said, well, I'm not going to get that shot because it's now, yeah, obviously there's something wrong with it.
I think that's an inevitable human response from a lot of people.
Right. I think it's unwarranted. I mean, the system worked with the manufacturing screw-up. They realized the problem. They pulled those doses off. No one got those doses. That's how it's supposed to work. And if this is not causally related, or if it's an extraordinarily rare complication where the benefit of getting the shot far, far outweighs the risk of the complication, then the J&J vaccine is a good one that people should be getting.
Indeed. Doctor, it is always a pleasure, and you always provide us with so much important information. Thank you again for being with us.
Thanks. My pleasure.
All right. Dr. Joel Zinberg, we're going to take our break. When we come back, Joe Biden is waffling on whether or not they want to pack the court. James O'Keefe, Project Veritas, they're treating him like Donald Trump. They're suspending his Twitter account. We'll talk with the proprietor of the Barber Poll about all this, Andrew Ceresi.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
It's a beautiful morning.
Hi, I'm Paul Allen.
And I'm Tracy Allen.
Please join us every weekday morning from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
You can also watch us on Facebook Live on our Good Morning Clearwater Facebook page and on YouTube. Just search Tantalk Radio Network.
Every morning we'll be talking about current events, sports.
Yay, sports!
News, entertainment, weather, and traffic. Have an opinion? You can call us.
That's right. Join us every weekday morning, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. on the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back. Freedom Works, and thank you very much for being with us. We are here every Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Tantalk Radio Network. But if you can't listen live, thanks to Big Ed, you can listen to us on podcast. Just go to our website, OurFreedomWorks.com. O-U-R, OurFreedomWorks.com. Well,
Paul, they're giving us an update right now on the shooter in Indianapolis.
Tell us.
So I'll listen to that, you and Andrew play nice.
We'll play nice in just a moment here. I wanted to, before I bring Andrew on, President Biden, is waffling on this packing the court deal. He had years ago said very loudly, distinctly, it's a dumb idea. He said it many times. in the tape that I have seen. So he's already taken a stand. Now, of course, he's waffling, and he is setting up a commission. And then we get Gerald Nadler and a few other of those liberal nuts out there saying that they're going to introduce a bill to add four seats to the Supreme Court. Now, think of it. We've got a 6-3 conservative majority right now. So conveniently, if they add four, it will then be a 7-6 liberal majority. See, this is it's like a little child that wants a candy now and is not willing to wait until after dinner. And of course, it backfires on you. So without further ado, we've got the proprietor of the barber pole, Andrew Cerisi. Andrew, we got that going on. We've got this deal now where Biden is coming hard down on Russia, ignoring China. What's going on here with Biden? Is he just dancing like a puppet?
He's showing his stupidity. You're all wrong.
Yeah.
You're right. He should be worrying about China. They got 130 more battleships than we got. They got their eyes on Hong Kong and Taiwan.
That's right.
Okay? You got Russia with 80,000 troops on the border at Crimea. And you got Biden worried about packing a court and Black Lives Matter.
Right.
Give me a break. The country's falling apart at the seams. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Well, that's what I'm more worried about. He doesn't have a firm grasp.
Well, I think the puppet strings are got tangled somewhere along the line.
I think you're right. Paul?
But, you know, have you noticed since the changing of the guard in Washington, mass shootings, huh?
We were just talking about it, of course. This is another terrible situation. Eight dead, including the shooter himself, killing himself.
You FedEx. Know who I blame?
Who?
I blame the American Civil Liberties Union.
The Civil Liberties Union.
Years ago, I've said it, and I've said it before, they need to open up a nut house. People can call it whatever they want. They're afraid to say these people are nuts. I'm not afraid to say they're nuts. And I can guarantee you, if they took at all these mass shooters, I guarantee you some psychologist has got them on Zoloft or whatever the hell them mind-altering drugs are they use today.
Well, if we go down that path, we can talk about it forever. I know that, and you know, that it's very hard to determine whether or not a person is fit to wander around in society or not. And where is the line? Is it when he already does something weird, but it's not real weird, and then you take...
People have been under psychiatric care, and they're on mind-altering drugs to keep them calm. That should be where the line is. They're nuts.
But if they're on drugs and they're stable, are you going to throw them into a facility and lock the door?
Well, if they're stable, they're not out blowing people's heads off, are they?
But you don't know that until they blow people's heads off, that they're not stable. Do you see what I mean?
The psychiatrist should know that. That's what they're trained to do.
The dumbest people in the world sometimes go into the psychiatric. In fact, the ones with the most emotional trouble go into the psychiatric profession. Have you ever noticed that?
You do, don't you? And the nuts are solving their problems for them, believe me.
So do you want some nut that's a psychiatrist determining whether somebody else is fit? That's what I'm talking about.
I don't know who used to run the nut houses, but the nuts were in the nut house when I was a kid. They weren't out in the streets wandering around. They weren't able to get a gun. Okay, that's simple, Paul.
Yep.
The American Civil Liberty, everybody deserves.
You're right.
Okay, I'm tired of everybody deserves. If you're a good human being, you belong to live. If you're messed up in the head and you're going to shoot people and you're a detriment to society, put them in the nut house.
You know, and I mean this sincerely. I wish there was a way to put the genie back in the bottle and we could return to the 50s and 60s and maybe the 70s. But all of a sudden, we started, like you said, with the ACLU and other organizations. We started to question some of these things, and we always go overboard the other way, right?
What
happened.
It started with the pharmaceutical companies. Let's face it. That's the only industry we got left in this country that makes any money. Everybody else took off, and even more are going to take off with homeless Joe there, whatever you call him.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the pharmaceutical companies, we don't need to put these people in the nut house anymore. We can drug them. We can do fine by drugging them, and they could mingle with society. they can't.
Right.
Okay.
Or they go off the medication, or it does something to their system by going off or delaying. You know what I'm talking about. You've heard many times.
I would guarantee if they tested every one of these mass shooters, and they're not saying it, they're all on a mind-altering drug from a psychologist. I'd be willing to bet my business on it.
Yeah. I wonder if there is a way of going back. Well, there is there not, with a toxicology report? In this case, the guy's dead, so you can do a toxicology report on him. Find out what kind of drugs are in his system.
They got medical records. You know where they've been.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like I told you, Paul. You can sell 80 million lottery tickets. They can do the drawing at 11:03, and by 11:05, they know who won it, where they won it, what store they bought it, okay? They can check anybody out anytime they want.
We're talking with the master barber himself. And by the way, the best barber in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. So Joe Biden, if you find this, and they're playing it on, I see it on Fox all the time, when Joe Biden was, you know, back in the 80s, talking about packing the court ideas came up, and he said it was, there was a no-nonsense thing about him. He said, this is a dumb idea. Now he's got a commission to look into it. What happened?
Yeah, he's got Humpty Dumpty pulling one of his strings there, Nadler.
Yeah, Gerald Nadler. I didn't realize he was that much of a buffoon. I knew he was off his nut.
His suspenders in the public square, believe me.
But his suspenders wouldn't hold him up. He'd fall down on the ground real quick. Yeah, I mean, I couldn't believe they're standing there with a straight face.
Paul, we're in trouble. Believe me,
yeah.
All these mass shootings, the guns didn't do it, the nuts did. Let's be real.
So, Andrew,
about it.
What are we going to do? We got the demonstrations and the riots. We got the mass shootings. I know they're not related.
Let me tell you what the demonstrations, what they need to do with them. They want to disperse this crowd. They want to get rid of them. They're using tear gas. Why are they using all that expensive stuff? Bring out the manure spreaders, the manure cannons. And I guarantee you, they can get a crowd of 10,000 there. Do you ever see a manure cannon, Paul?
I wouldn't want to.
A manure cannon will throw cow manure probably 70 yards and 50 yards wide, you name it. Okay? Throw manure on these people. It's biodegradable. It'll fertilize the plants when they wash it down, and you get rid of the crowd quick. This country is afraid to do anything with these people. They're getting away with murder. They're getting away with breaking the laws. Black Lives Matter is a criminal organization as far as I'm concerned. Look at how they're taking off the woman on Facebook that been taking all the... They got $90 million. What'd they do with it? I haven't seen a black playground built.
Yeah, it's very interesting, that whole organization. I wish the press, maybe not mainstream, they don't want to do it, but somebody in the press, like that guy James O'Keefe. Now, there's a guy that should investigate them. But in the meantime, James O'Keefe, are you familiar with him? He's the founder of Project Veritas.
Yes.
He's gone around, and he has gotten inside CNN. He's gotten inside some of the Planned Parenthood facility. Well, do you remember that?
He got in touch with the Chinese people, because that's how Sawwell's girlfriend got a hold of him, didn't they?
Oh, you're talking about...
Sure, same thing. Snuggle up, get the
country. The Chinese Swalwell, the congressman. Okay. So now they're suspending his Twitter account, kind of like what they did to Donald Trump, because he's got this stuff going on showing some of the things that are being said inside CNN right now, showing how they have this one-sided agenda. All of a sudden, when he's bringing this kind of stuff out, and he's got the tapes to prove it, they're cutting him out at Twitter. They're suspending his account.
Oh, I'm surprised. They're going to cut him out of Facebook. He's already off Facebook, I believe.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, it just goes to show you what this country's coming to. What the people need to do is not one person get on Facebook.
Whatever happened to that new platform that Donald Trump was going to establish? Is that still...
They're talking in about 2 to 3 months that's going to be up.
Okay. Oh, by the way, I saw Kamala Harris's picture on a milk carton.
That's right. They want to know if she's missing.
She's not been down to the border yet. And also, listen to this, Andrew. She has gone 23 days without a news conference. She's beginning to look and sound like Joe Biden.
How much are we paying these people a year? You know, when is the government going to learn that they need to serve the people and do what the people want? Not what the party wants, and not what the globalists want, because that's who's controlling the Democrat Party right now, and probably half of the Republicans.
What do you think about the suspension of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine?
I think they should suspend all the vaccines.
Okay.
It's nothing but a money-making business. You watch and see what's going to go on with this crap with these vaccines. Mm-hmm. They're useless, Paul. You're going to see these people getting sick. When they said six people out of 6 million, they're full of crap. It was probably 60,000 people, and they're not telling you. Fake news.
Oh, so you actually do think that there's something...
Well, of course. Okay. You think you're going to worry about six people? That's baloney.
Is anybody that's in your employ or anybody that you know getting the vaccine?
Nope, other than my brother Angelo.
Well, that's true.
And I'm waiting to see if he starts growing hair from it.
Hey, you know, that's
going to happen.
Okay, so you're not. It doesn't make any difference to you. You would from the first moment you heard about a vaccine.
No, I'm not getting over this. From the first moment I heard it's got a 1% death rate, Paul. 1%. What don't people understand about that?
Do you think that's too high?
No. The flu.
Oh, you're talking about the virus itself.
Itself, that's right.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the vaccine.
I'm going to go run out and get pricked by a needle with a 1% death rate. These people, listen, it's like I told you. Watch the Nuremberg Chronicles, and they interview Hermann Göring, okay? And they sat there and they asked, they says, how did you people control the German people to follow you the way you did? He said, it's very simple, fear. You put fear in 3% of the people you're going to rule. You watch and see. And
yeah.
You know what? He's right. Look what they've done.
There is a lot of fear. There is a lot of lack of knowledge of what is going on right now. It is always a pleasure, Andrew. Always a pleasure to talk with you. I'm looking forward to speaking with you again this Monday.
You got it, Paul. You have a good weekend, buddy.
Same to you. Did you pay your taxes, Andrew?
No, we got through the 15th. I'm holding back as long as I can.
I don't blame you.
Because I'm one of these people that believe we need to get rid of this government. The best way would be not one of us file an income tax. See what happens.
Very good. All right, my friend. Talk to you Monday.
All right, Paul. Be good.
All right. He's always got an opinion on something. You know, that's what makes him an interesting person. I've never heard him waffle very much, right? It's always got some strong opinion. Okay, let us take our break. When we come back, UFOs now being, what is it, certified, confirmed by the Pentagon?
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
Join Joe Pippin for Ask an Attorney Radio Show, Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. Ask an Attorney is Florida's longest running radio show for over 35 years now. So if you've got a question for an attorney, call Joe Pippin during his live radio show. Ask a question. Get an answer. Free of charge, of course. Saturday mornings, live from 8 to 9 a.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network. Or to contact Joe Pippin directly, call 727-586-3306.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back. Freedom Works. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, the Pentagon has confirmed the authenticity of these videos that have been leaked showing multiple UFOs floating around in the sky. I looked at it, by the way. I looked at it yesterday. They look like little miniature pyramids. Did you see these, Ed? I mean...
Now, where did you see them? Where did you see them?
I saw them on a website.
So it was on the internet.
On the internet, where this guy that is a filmmaker, said that, here we go. These are the most credible things yet when it comes to a possible UFO sighting. So you're right. He's a filmmaker. He's got an agenda. You don't know what he's thinking. Mm. Right.
Why? And, of course, if it's on the internet, it's got to be true.
So, Ed, you're saying that these things that they're talking about and that the Pentagon supposedly is confirming perhaps are fake?
I'm saying they are fake.
You say
I'm not saying perhaps they are fake.
They are fake. And listen, how do you know they're fake?
Because more than one person would see it. When you get a cluster of people that all got the same video, there's something there, okay? We had a problem on the tower yesterday. I had to have a guy go up and fix it. That guy wasn't up there 10 minutes before four cop cars were in the parking lot here thinking the guy was up there to jump because somebody called it in.
Oh.
That's how fast people see things.
Oh, that's interesting.
So,
very interesting.
So wow. I'm just saying if there's UFOs up there, there's more than one person's going to see it.
Okay. Well, this was an 18-second video, and it shows what's described as three pyramid-shaped UFOs hovering over the warship USS Russell, July 2019, at night, off the San Diego coast.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, the pyramid-shaped crafts hovered 700 feet over the tail of the ship. That sounds kind of like more than one person probably saw this. I don't know.
Was it in clear weather, rainy?
Yeah.
If it was in clear weather, we have drones that people dress up.
They said they weren't moving in the wind, and that was another reason that they were concerned about it, because a drone would have been blown around. You would have known if it was a drone, he said.
Depends on how big or heavy the drone is, yeah.
Okay. But it was pretty windy. The drone would have been moving that way.
Okay.
These didn't seem to have any of that kind of movement.
Hmm. Well, I mean, if you go to Lakeland this weekend for the Sun and Fun Flying, they have a drone light show at night.
Uh-huh.
Where these drones are put, you know, they put lights on them and they look like UFOs flying around. So.
Right. Now.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. No, you're making a good point. I tend not to believe it. I tend not to. The video and images were leaked to this filmmaker. This is where I saw it, on the website. This guy's name is Jeremy Corbell.
Mm-hmm.
And he made the documentary, it's called Bob Lazar, Area 51 and Flying Saucers. So he's one of those guys that's ready to jump.
What was his name again?
His name is Jeremy Corbell, C-O-R-B-E-L-L. Ed's looking up the guy.
Yeah, I'll have to take a look at it.
I'll have to take a look at it later on. So, anyway, it's kind of fun. It's kind of interesting. Maybe it's another country and they've developed some sort of technology.
And this was over one of our warships, supposedly?
It was over one of our ships off the San Diego coast, July 2019, pyramid-shaped. Pentagon confirming the video and images, okay?
The Pentagon is confirming it was a UFO?
Yeah.
Confirming that something was there.
They confirm that it's an unidentified situation.
Okay.
That's why it's called a UFO. They don't know what it is.
I mean, I see the still pictures, but...
Yeah. They're hazy. I wish we'd have a clear picture, you know? If we can shoot clear shots on Mars. Can't somebody get a clear picture of a UFO?
Well, you know, the Klingons have a cloaking device. So.
Okay. Hey, it's time for our top 10. We have a good one, Ed. And I want to see if you will know which is the state that more Americans like than any other state. Now, here's how they did this. Top states people liked. They actually would ask somebody to choose the better of two states from a list of the 50 states and Washington, D.C. And then they did a series of head-to-head matchups asking that question, and that's how they came up with this list of the top 10, okay? So now that we got that, here we go. Top 10 states that people like the most. Number 10, Texas. 58% in the head-to-head matchups. Mm-hmm. Okay? The great state of Texas. Number 9, Georgia. Georgia got also a 58%, but for some reason they got it number 9, so maybe 58 point something. Number 8, this one surprised me a little bit, but maybe it's because of the Big Apple. New York, the state of New York, got 59%. Would you include that as one?
This is obviously pre-COVID
survey. Yeah, it could be pre-COVID survey. Well, no, I don't think it is.
Okay.
I think it's recent, more recent than that. Number 7.
I don't know why they like it. They can't go there.
Well, I know it's been bad for New York City with the COVID deal. It's still the Big Apple. I guess it's, you know, people still would like to go there. Who knows? Number 7 is Arizona. Arizona, you know, that's kind of a touristy place, right? Phoenix and everything. They got 60% in the dual matchups they were winning. Okay, number 6. Now, I thought this would have been higher. Florida. Florida got 61%.
You'd think they'd be top 5.
I would have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number 5. North Carolina?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I believe that one. North Carolina's
jobs home.
What's the word for being the cool state these days?
Yeah, you know? Hip.
It's a hip, exactly. Hip state, North Carolina. Number 4, Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's an interesting one.
Well, if you're a
Some
gambler.
People hate it.
Mm.
I know people that hate it. It's nothing but desert.
It's not
and you got
me.
All these losers going to Las Vegas.
Right.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
But then there's those people who say, "Oh, I love it. Mm. I love the nightlife." Number 3, Virginia.
Mm.
Virginia's an interesting state. You got the southern portion, which is more conservative. You got the northern portion, which is hovering around D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2, your state, Ed, the one you go to all the time,
Colorado
mm. is number 2. It's got 65% approval.
Mm.
It's very good. Okay, Ed. You've heard the states. Now you should give me an educated guess. What is the one state?
Just give it to Hawaii and get it over with.
Okay. That's an interesting guess. Oahu. Oahu. What do they say when they give you the thing over your head? What's the aloha?
Aloha.
I said Oahu. Aloha. You are correct, sir. It's Hawaii. Hawaii gets 69%. It's very hard. I mean, Hawaii. Nobody goes, but everybody has a vision of
Hawaii. And then they go and they complain how expensive it was.
Exactly. Yeah. If you go there, I wonder if you would be giving it this higher rating.
And all the spam you can eat.
Spam is in Hawaii?
Oh, spam. Are you kidding? That's their number one meat seller over there.
Why?
Because from what I heard during the war, it was so easy to get that the everything out in Hawaii has got spam in it.
And maybe because they don't have a lot of meat growing situations there. Okay. Well, thank you so very much for being with us, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned for a wonderful gentleman come tell you about the Kia cars.
Mm-hmm.
But we will be back on Monday. Do remember, freedom works.